Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Yeah, the HSE's obesity expert says he's seeing patients being admitted to hospital on a weekly basis after taking fake versions of Ozempic. Our reporter Una Kelly is here. And Una, you've been speaking to Professor Donal O'Shea about this.
Yes, Sarah. So Donal O'Shea is the HSE's clinical lead on obesity. And I spoke to him today in St Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. He told me he's seeing patients every week with severe side effects after taking fake versions of the weight loss drug Ozempic. And he pointed out to me that that's in St Vincent's Hospital alone. And he expects that it happens in hospitals across the country. Now, it's important to say Ozempic is the brand name of a legal and licensed drug, and the active ingredient in it, semaglutide, helps people with type 2 diabetes control the amount of sugar in their blood. The injection also signals to the brain that you're full, so the drug helps people lose weight by reducing the urge to eat. So when it's prescribed for weight loss, there's a legal and licensed version of this called Wegovy. But the body that regulates medicines in this country has been warning about a surge in fake products for some time now. The number of fake weight loss drugs seized by them in the first 5 months of this year is 150% higher than the total number in all of last year. And they're warning the fake versions can be very harmful to health. Now, Professor Donal O'Shea says he knew there would always be legitimate demand for the drug by people who need treatment for obesity. But he says the obesity treatment space has been hijacked by fake offerings, which delegitimizes the treatment itself for people who need it for health reasons.
We are seeing people who are being admitted with having sourced the treatment online, and they've got, we don't know what they've got. We do also see people who are admitted who have, we have started on it, who have side effects, but they're counselled about the side effects, and they generally don't need to be admitted because they recognise it's a side effect, and then they either reduce the dose or they discontinue the treatment, which some people have to do because either they don't respond to it or they get side effects that are intolerable.
Can you give me a sense of the numbers of people you might have heard about being admitted after sourcing the fake version online?
We're seeing this as it's a weekly problem in this hospital, and you can be absolutely sure it's being reproduced in every hospital around the country. And people are often feel guilty or ashamed if they've been sourcing it, you know, on the black market. So they don't always declare up front that. And that can lead to unnecessary investigations having to be done. We've had a number of patients admitted here with intractable vomiting after taking this. We've had
the fake version.
Taking the version that they sourced online, they weren't sure what it was. We've had people admitted with collapses following taking this treatment. So this treatment is not without its side effects, but used in the right individual at the right dose, and dose kind of built up in the right safe way, it's a very effective treatment. For doesn't work for everybody, but it works well for 30-35% of people. My hope is that once the pharmaceutical companies are scaled up to the appropriate degree of production, that you won't have a shortage, and therefore people will be able to access it appropriately through their own healthcare professional. And that would end the black market side of things, or should end the black market side of things. And
It might not, though, because I suppose there are some people who access it who don't need it, but they think maybe they would like to lose £10.
Yeah. So this is not a drug that will ever be prescribed for people who are thin and would like to be thinner, or who do not have the disease of obesity. So individuals who just want it because they've seen it promoted by an influencer on TikTok, you know, they will have to continue sourcing this outside of normal channels. And that's going to involve a black market, and it's going to involve Ozempic having a street value, which for an obesity treatment is an unthinkable statement.
So as Donal O'Shea is saying there, there are two different groups of people, Una, who are anxious to access this drug in whatever way possible.
Yes, Sarah, I was speaking to Susie Burney about this. She's from a patient-led volunteer group called the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity. And she also drew that distinction between those people who need the drugs for the treatment of the chronic illness of obesity, where the disease is seriously affecting their health, and then those people who maybe just want to be a bit thinner. And as Professor Donal O'Shea there says, they would never be prescribed it legitimately if they don't have obesity or diabetes. So the only way that they'll be accessing that is in ways that aren't legitimate. Susie Burney says, though, that whatever the reason is for taking it, it's critical it happens under medical supervision.
With the side effects of these medications that people can use, what people don't understand is that there are actually different forms and brands of these type of medications. They treat a part of the brain that deals with craving and hunger, but there is more than one brand, there is more than one dose. And this is why you really need the supervision of a healthcare provider, because if you don't understand how to properly take this medication, you really could have ill effects.
That was Susie Burney there. And so far this year, the Medicines Watchdog in Ireland has seen a significant rise in fake medicine of Ozempic. They've seized 783 units in the first 6 months of this year, compared to just 286 units in all of last year. On the issue of enforcement around this, I was talking to Ollie Bartlett. He's a public health law expert from Maynooth University. He says it can be difficult to stamp it out.
The freedom of establishment that exists within the EU means that, you know, producers, bad faith producers of fake medicines can establish themselves in any country of the EU and potentially sell their products online into other member states, which is why a lot of countries are finding it difficult to shut down the entry of these kinds of products onto the market, because, you know, you shut down one website and then another pops up within a few minutes. And I mean, free movement is great, but of course it does come with side effects.
That was Ollie Bartlett there. And he also pointed out to me that it's very easy to check if anything you've been sold is legitimate. All the information about what's actually in Ozempic or any other weight loss medicine is on the European Medicine Agency's website, so it can be checked against anything you might have been sold.
Una, thank you very much for that.